18 minutes before 5 a.m. And if you've just joined us, you're just in time for our first interview with Kotso Ramoopo. He's graced the South African television screens for over 10 years on some of the biggest soapies, adverts, and primetime TV. Kotso has played in soapies such as Generations, The Legacy, Seven Delan, and Saints and Sinners, to name a few, acting alongside the legends of the industry. Kotso Ramoopo recently joined the cast of Muvambo, playing the role of Tebelo. Kotso, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mehona. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. That's
well?
Quite, I'm well, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm great. Good morning to you and everybody in 702 land.
And I just want to start it.
Thanks You've for got... the introduction. That was good.
Yeah, it's all you, man. I'm looking at your profile and my first question really, who put it together? It's quite professional.
Oh, goodness. That's myself and my PR agency.
Shout out to them. Let's get into this interview. So many roles. And of course, one of my favorite roles that you play is the fatherhood role. Yeah. We'll get into that as we get into the interview as well. It's for our Monday, daily motivation. And you're quite a passionate individual and you have quite an eclectic array of roles that you play.
Goodness, thank you so much. I think as an actor, we strive for that, and strive also not to be typecast. It's been a very, very interesting journey so far. It's been, I think, over a decade now, and, man, what a ride.
It's a long time indeed. And I look at your profile, actor, voice artist, and so many other things. Which one is your favorite, and what actually inspired you as a child? That's what I'm going for. Was it the first thing?
Oh, goodness. I got bitten by the bug. I think I was about 6 or 7 years old. I lived in Nigeria. I'm actually half Nigerian, half South African. And I lived in Nigeria the first part of my life. And my mom had taken me to some Sesame Street type production. And we sat down there and the producer and the director explained exactly how things go on. And we saw the Muppets and we saw all the gimmicks on TV. And I thought, my goodness, is this how the magic happens? And, we went through it. And then I saw myself on TV and I thought, wow, okay, I think I want to do this. So it was a passion, thanks to my mom, that was found very, very early. And I think a calling as well.
Shout out to mom.
It started that early in my life.
And something that has really affected a lot of our actors and entertainers is COVID. How was your experience and how did you survive it?
Wow. I think none of us have been immune to it. It's something that's hit every single actor. Production houses closed down. All kinds of jobs were lost. I mean, I remember having quite a roster ahead of me in 2019 and all that almost just crumbled, I always say, and I'm just so thankful to the Lord and the different gifts that He gives me. So I'm not just an actor. Mm-hmm. I'm a voice artist as well. And I do so much more. I'm an MC, I'm a host. I can go from the corporate field to the school. So it's something that I kind of honed in when things got really difficult, to basically say, hey, listen, I'm not just unidisciplined, I'm multidisciplined. I can do a lot of things in the industry. And I started going out there and saying, listen, if I'm not going to be acting, if I'm not going to be doing voiceovers, then I'll do something else. And one of my most recent and actually currently very, very exciting titles in the industry, and I say this with a big smile on my face, is that I'm a ring announcer and as well as a hex announcer. Most people might not know exactly what that is, but I'm the guy that stands in the ring in a boxing ring just before the fight and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this fight and in the red corner and in the blue corner." Just to break it down. So it's the way I've handled it is keeping my disciplines, but also learning new disciplines as well. Mm-hmm. It's been quite a ride. I always say that as an artist, you need to be multidisciplined. You can't rely on just one skill and one craft, such as acting. And I think South African entertainers have learned that as well.
Yeah, and I've been watching you, man, and I'm so glad that, you know, I think things may get postponed, but I do believe that God does plan things in that way. And I've really become quite a fan of one of your other roles, which is being a father. And you mentioned that the seed was planted quite early with your mom also taking you to Sesame Street and fanning those flames quite early. How do you prepare your child for challenges?
Man, Wasanga, you know what? Look, there are so many things that we are excitingly preparing for. One of those, honestly, I think can never be replaced is education. Making sure that she's got a solid education. I have a nine-year-old now, nine-year-old beautiful baby girl. She's extremely bright. She teaches me things that I don't know every day. And I keep on telling her, and I think it always tickles her that I tell her, you know, when I was your age, I had no idea what that word means, you know. And it's not just that. It's looking to the future and finding out what's going to be very big when they're older. So, for example, one of the things that I've also started introducing to her is coding.
Wow.
And, you know, it's something that for me was extremely foreign, as you can imagine. But coding is basically learning how to make things work. Technology and machines, and I think this is something that's going to be very, very big for them. So obviously, went to do as a father does, went to go do some research and find out how do I help this little kid understand seamlessly what's about to hit them. And I found a couple of apps on Google Store and the likes, and introduced her to it in a very, very fun way that also doesn't look and feel like homework. And so we do that together, actually, and obviously puzzles and making the mind work, and in a very fun way as well, because I think, you know, they have enough of a very formal way of teaching at school.
Oh, you did.
It's on us too, actually.
I love that, because I think we often talk about educators, because now a child needs to be prepared for the classroom. You can't just leave it to the educators. And I don't say teachers, because they need to be psychologists, they need to be sociologists, they need to be police to a certain extent. And what advice would you give to any aspiring children who'd like to get it into the entertainment world, and especially how you've been able to diversify your portfolio? I mean, you've even got training from the Market Theatre. It's quite impressive.
Yes, I have a three-level training at the Market Theatre, which is for me one of my, I herald that title. It's something that I felt as an actor, I wasn't complete until I did theatre as well. And I guarantee you, if you speak to a lot of actors, they have the same sentiments. Obviously, it's a world-renowned institution, and I think I really, really got polished there. Not only that, it was a time where I was on Generations, and you know, it was amazing to actually be at the State Theatre at the same time as being on TV. It's almost two completely different disciplines, even though it's acting still. But to get back to you know, to the children and whoever wants to get back into the industry, you know, I'll tell you this: my mother sat me down and made me write essays. We would go on trips. And the moment I came back home, I knew that I had to write a complete structured essay from the beginning all the way to the end, spelling mistakes checked, grammar checked. You know, so for me, it's one of the education, man. It's one of those things that you can't replace. That allows me to venture from reading very, very fast in the ring to, you know, actually sometimes being capable enough to edit your own scripts.
Wow.
And for your director and producer to trust you in doing that. Now, obviously, this was in the English language, but my point is literacy is the key to everything right now for me in my job. You're able to, you know, gain respect of your peers. You're able to read and write in a very, very empowered manner. In fact, such as people like yourself. You know, I mean, we listen to guys like you every day and we think, my goodness, those guys are extremely articulate. I can't think that you had a very, very different background to me in terms of the education, you know?
Definitely.
Because, I mean, it's such a tool, honestly. That's, so anybody, any kid who wants to get into TV, get into radio, get into entertainment, it might look like, no, these guys are doing a very, very easy job, but trust me, staying reading ahead of your, ahead of the words, you know, just to give a practical example, reading ahead of your words, articulating, making sure that you're pronouncing your words properly. Those are disciplines that come with the education, education, education.
I agree completely. I mean, Kwoto, I could talk to you for hours, my man. And for our guests, if you've just missed it, you can catch this interview on our podcast. Kwoto Ramopo is an actor, voice artist, MC, and entertainer. Thank you so much for your time, Kwoto. All the best, brother.